Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV. My name is Dan Clubb, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the brilliant, the wonderful Guillaume Balaguer. Guillaume, how are you doing? You okay?
I'm all right, Dan. I'm okay. Great presentation. Thank you.
No, absolute pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for your time. I know it's very, very precious. Let's dive straight into it, I guess, then, really. Obviously, when we first touched base about this conversation last week, it was going to be, will Xabi Alonso potentially come to Liverpool Football Club at the end of the season? Obviously, as we now know, he has confirmed his intention to stay at Bayer Leverkusen. First off, I mean, what a coup for Bayer Leverkusen. They must be absolutely over the moon that Xabi Alonso's committed himself to them. Were you surprised by this at all? And I guess, given the levels of speculation around Liverpool, Bayern Munich, even Real Madrid, do you think that's influenced Xabi Alonso? Do you think he knows about all that noise?
Oh, he does. He does. And in fact, that in my eyes is what has speed up the decision. I published 24 hours before his decision, that the plan was very clear. And it had to do with the following four games, two in the league, the semi-finals of the Cup, and the Europa League. And less than 24 hours later, he announces that he's staying at Bayer Leverkusen. Mm-hmm. So I was shocked, not to say another word, when I heard that, just because the information came from his closest. Obviously, you cannot disclose the sources, but it cannot be any closer. And that was, it's part of the people, let's put it that way, that were discussing with him the future. So I wonder what had happened. And what had happened is that my story, like other stories, had actually put more pressure to the whole situation. And in fact, the need to get everybody focused forced Xavi his hand in a way. I think ideally he would have had all that time to prepare. He did say that he had spoken to Bayer Leverkusen, so he knew what Bayer Leverkusen wanted. Quite clearly, Liverpool, Bayern Munich also had put forward their intentions. And he wanted to perhaps even test himself, I don't know, check how the squad and his team responded to the very, very important games to then take a decision. But even though he's, I gotta put it, he's calm in many aspects, and I think the decision is one that suggests that he's also very honest about the level that he's at.
Yeah.
He prefers to stay in a place where he has been respected, has been adored, really, and where the people in charge were giving him what he expects to keep improving. All that is clear. But I also felt that they went like, you know what? It's time to decide now. Even though he may have had in the back of his mind that Bayer Leverkusen was the next step, to stay at Bayer Leverkusen was the next step. And testing the side would have been perhaps a way to see at what level he was and at what level the squad was. I think he just went like, you know, well, let's do it now. So within 24 hours, less than that, their planning changed. And they decided that if we're going to stay by Leverkusen anyway, let's announce it now and take the pressure for everyone and allow the noise that you described to disappear. And that's what it did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I guess that's taken away any doubts whatsoever, as you rightfully say. It's put an end to the speculation from a Liverpool point of view, from a Bayern Munich point of view as well. And it was fascinating how, with so much noise around it, like we've been having conversations about it, it's been in the media, of course. It was interesting to see how Xabi Alonso and, of course, his players would react, but they've reacted in the best possible way. They've carried on winning football games. They remain undefeated. Like, for all intents and purposes, Thomas Tuchel, the Bayern Munich manager, gave up the Bundesliga title race over the weekend after they were beaten. Obviously, Leverkusen won again. So his squad, his group, have reacted in the best possible manner, as I say. But it's interesting how he's chosen at this point to come out and just put an end to all the speculation, as you rightfully say. And in terms of his trajectory, then, you mentioned how he's quite clear in his thinking and stuff like that, and how obviously he clearly has a plan in mind for his vision for the future. Came from Real Sociedad B, of course, and I think he turned down the job at that point, but wanted to make the right step at the right time. He's done that again here. He clearly, you know, we know what he's like as a footballer. He's a very ambitious individual. He's got a very clear thought process, as I say. Like, he must have goals, ambitions for where he wants to be in his managerial career.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, the plan was, as you say, clear. If it goes badly at Bayer Leverkusen, he goes back to Real Sociedad, perhaps even as number one at Real Sociedad, and keeps improving, because for him, process is absolutely crucial. That doesn't compare very well to other, say, top players. I'm thinking English ones, for instance, that want to jump straight into the top without perhaps doing the kind of learning process that Xavi is doing. I believe more in the Xavi way, and so does he. So if it didn't work well, he knew he had a job at Real Sociedad to replace Imanol Aguacil. In fact, the plan was originally that he was going to be the number one, but Imanol Aguacil was doing so well that Xavi had to move out of there. Bayer Leverkusen made a lot of sense, and I think he always thought, and he still thinks, that if it goes well at Bayer Leverkusen, and it's gone amazingly, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, and Liverpool will be the next step. He's 42, so I still think he's going to be in the three of them. I remember talking to Xavi about becoming, when he started getting the coaching badges, about becoming the manager of Liverpool, and he says, and when? I said, no, will it be Stevie G or you first? And it were like, the logical step basically is that Stevie G goes first. But of course, he said, he will be wants to be a Liverpool manager. It will happen. Of course it will. I'm surprised, or maybe I shouldn't be surprised, of how some people are saying, oh, he's bottled it. It's like, obviously, they don't have a lot, much of an idea of about Xavi Alonso, do they? But in any case, if anybody's disappointed, I would say, you are getting a human being, a coach who's trying to learn more. And then also, it's so hard to replace Klopp. Mm-hmm. But first of all, I think for him, it was like, all right, I need to continue the job here. And Klopp described it very well. It's had the same thing at Mainz. So it is tempting to jump. And many would have done that. But in the case of Xavi Alonso, he feels he's building something. The club is going to back him. He's going to get it right or wrong, but at Bayer Leverkusen, not at Liverpool. And that means, of course, that whenever he comes to Liverpool, which will happen, he will be a better manager, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think that's interesting and also absolutely spot on as well, because the world is definitely his oyster when it comes to the world of football management. There's no two ways about that. I mean, look at the job he's doing. It's absolutely incredible. And it's been incredible since day one, the Bayer Leverkusen. They transformed them when he came into the side, and obviously on the verge of winning the Bundesliga. Who knows about the Pokal and possibly even the Europa League as well. Although, of course, hopefully Liverpool stand in his way when it comes to that. But you're right. I think anyone who's sort of suggesting that he's done it because he didn't want to follow Klopp, that might have been a factor, of course, because, you know, you are replacing the irreplaceable essentially there. But you're right, I think it is about his own path and his own journey and making sure he makes the next step when he's ready for it. And obviously Champions League football is probably a factor in that as well, and spending a bit more time learning the trade essentially. Yeah, I don't really blame him. I'm gutted, I'm disappointed, but I've got begrudgingly even more respect for Xabi Alonso, because I think it's a smart decision. I think the timing isn't perfect, but then the timing of Klopp leaving isn't perfect either. So worlds did align a little bit, but at the same time, as I say, I can understand it from a personal point of view why he would want to stay and get better as a football manager. Of course I can. Just on that then, in terms of, you said there, like Liverpool feels like it's a destination for Xabi Alonso at some point. There is talk of a release clause in 2025. I think he's under contract at Bayer until 2026. Like, how do you kind of see the future panning out there? Obviously, we mentioned Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, of course, Liverpool. Like, his playing career was so illustrious that it feels like he could do all three of them jobs at some point as a manager.
Yeah, I believe there is no buyer clause, so he'd just be a shake of hands with the club whenever he decides to go. But 2026 sounds about right, staying there. That's when Ancelotti finishes his contract at Real Madrid. That's where we would have had, 2 years of the new manager of Liverpool, post-Klopp, not easy. And then, of course, let's see if Bayern Munich have sorted things out, because if he keeps improving with Bayer Leverkusen and wins titles, it will be certainly a temptation for Bayern Munich to try to keep convincing him. So we'll see. He's his own man. As I said, I mean, they had a plan, and they know he's changed that plan within a day. So you're talking about somebody that, not that he's unpredictable, because I do believe these are the targets, but the timing of it is his own, basically.